What about the wood that you would use to start the fire?
We called it kindling.
You ever heard any other words for it?
Mm-mm.
You ever heard of lighter or fat lighter?
Mm-mm.
Light wood? Any of those?
Mm-mm.
You'd hear those around?
Yeah, to hear them, but not in our home.
Okay. You know, when the wood burns down and you'll get this deposit on the sides inside the fireplace. Did you have a name for that? That black stuff?
Are you talking about the ashes?
Well, that.
Or the soot.
Right, that's what I was saying. Okay, this is a phrase just for pronunciation I want you to say. Talking about the ashes, if they're gray, you just call them gray ashes.
Mm-hmm.
If they're white, you call them...
Yeah, here, but not that.
Well, it's just kind of, it's similar to the other phrase, gray ashes, and then if they're white, you call them... Just put white in front of the word ashes.
White ashes.
Right, okay, that's just pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Was there an open area in front of the fireplace that might have been bricked over?
You mean a hearth?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And then, of course, the thing that the smoke goes out of.
It's a chimney, of course.
Did you ever hear of any of those made out of stick and dirt or any distinctive kind of construction?
Well, we've seen them made out of rock and mud. Just field rock and mud.
What was
but ours wasn't.
Was brick.
And concrete.
Concrete. Okay. Now, did you have something right above the fireplace where you might put a picture?
The mantle.
Sure. Okay.
Or the fireboard, they used to call it.
The fireboard.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you consider that an old-fashioned word
yes.
now? Okay. When you think of the living room, what are some of the typical things you think about being in the living room?
Well, our Christmas tree and company.
What about things?
Visitors.
Sure, all right. What about the furnishings?
Well, it was the nicest furniture in the house. We had couch and chair and piano.
You ever heard people around here call their couch by any other name?
A settee.
Okay, anything besides that?
No.
What about sofa?
Yeah.
So you might call it the...
Uh-huh.
Since you've heard it, I just wanted
the sofa.
To say it. Okay. All right. Now, what about the typical things in the bedroom?
Well, we had beds and dressers and chairs and tables and lamps.
What is a dresser like? Could you describe that to me?
Well, it's usually a like a table with a mirror above it, with drawers.
Did you have anything that was entirely drawers, no mirror?
Yeah, chest of drawers.
Chest of drawers, okay.
Now, they used to call those shiffer robes, too. The combination of a mirror and drawers was called a shiffer robe. That you hung clothes on one side, your mirror on another side.
Hard hanging space.
Hanging here and a mirror here and drawers underneath it.
Okay. What about where you would hang your clothes nowadays?
A closet.
Okay. Do you recall a piece of furniture that was all hanging space?
Yes. Yes.
What was that?
That was called a wardrobe.
And things that you would have on your windows to keep the light out, what about that?
Curtains and drapes and shades.
And is there a difference between shades and drapes?
Yes. Shades are what you pull down to keep the light out and the sun out.
Mm-hmm.
And your drapes are just for decorative purposes.
So the shades are on rollers?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call those right there?
Those are blinds.
Okay. Do you have a place right underneath the top of the house that you have to climb up to get to that's used for storage?
Well, we had an attic, but we never did use it for storage.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard another name for it?
Well, the attic and no.
What about a loft?
Yes, that's right. Up in the loft, uh-huh. That's right.
Would you consider that kind of old-fashioned?
Yes. Yes.
Do you use the word loft or anything?
No. Not now.
And of course, the place.
Santa Claus used to hide the things in the loft.
Is that right?
Yes.
And of course, the place where you cook, you call that.